Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, October 24th, 2012. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, today we'll talk a little bit about the stock market's continuing slide. Apple, Facebook, Zynga, other stocks, the Federal Reserve, energy, blah, blah, blah. Well, what's the reason du jour for what's going on in the market today? It says it's third quarter earnings and revenues from multinationals. Basically, a global slowdown, right? So, basically, it looks like folks are taking a cautious tone amid third quarter earnings. That's according to MarketWatch, so you know it must be true. So, basically, you know, the market looked like it was going to turn things around today. The futures were up a little bit. And but as the day went on, even the Federal Reserve coming out and reaffirming their previous commitment to buy debt didn't turn the market around. And you know, the Federal Reserve seems to be out there all the time making statements, making comments. And gee, remember when that used to move markets? What's going on, right? What's going on? Anyways, the market did turn around today, and it fell, right? So let's keep going down. Let's take a look at the emotions in motion for today. What is on the slope of hope? What's the good news out there? Why are folks optimistic, if they're optimistic at all? First of all, the new iPad Mini. Let's be honest, folks are always excited about Apple products, right? I mean, but the shares are going down, right? Stock shares are going down. Why is that? We'll get into that later, but I think folks are optimistic about the new iPad hardware coming out. They came out with a new line of PCs, a new line of iPads, and iPad Mini, a new iPad, a new iPad. Zynga was up. Remember, Zynga was left for dead, and they're up. And you know, and Facebook, actually, they reported increased revenues. And those last two companies, Facebook and Zynga, they really had been left for dead, right? Folks kind of have given up, gave up hope on them, so... also, another reason for the slope of hope is the end of sell in May period. Look, we only have a week of October to go, right? That's it. November starts next week, and that's the favorable period for stocks. So they say. Hey, what's on the wall of worry? Earnings suck, right? For the most part, we're seeing companies come out. They're announcing that not only are they missing targets, you know, a lot of them are seeing some currency fluctuations between, especially the multinationals, right? They're seeing some, currency conversion issues, and especially with the global economies sucking wind too, right? We have wars in diverse places. Today Sudan threatened retaliation against Israel. Fun, fun, fun. Never a dull moment over there. We're also seeing some technical damage through the moving averages on charts, right? So pretty much the indexes are below 50-day moving averages, and I think most of them are close to 200-day moving averages, which, you know, may act as support. We'll have to wait and see. But so let's take a look at the Federal Reserve, because remember when they used to move markets, what happened? I think it's getting to the point they talk too much. Maybe folks are tuning them out, right? They're in the news most every day, and they can't seem to help themselves from speaking early and often. And today they reaffirmed their bond purchasing efforts, right? So after a two-day policy meeting, they basically kind of said the same thing they said last time, that they're going to continue to try to bolster economic growth, drive down unemployment. It said that through the end of the year, they're going to spend, they're going to buy $143 billion of mortgage bonds. And even, and here's, I guess, where the change in language came, is that even if the economy does show signs of strengthening, they were going to continue to support the economy with low interest rates. And I think they used, through 2015, is that right? Let's get on to Apple, shares of Apple, right? The world revolves around Apple. So the stock was basically flat today, right? But I want to talk about the company, the products, their competition, because Apple is now discontinuing the new iPad that was launched in March. That's the one I have. And they're replacing it with the new iPad that will go on sale online this week, I think tonight at midnight, right? And it'll be available next week at the Apple stores and other retailers, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint. If you choose the LTE model, and by the way, LTE is great. I love me my LTE. The big new iPad tablet is really the same size and shape of the previous big iPad. There's upgrading the chip, LTE, Wi-Fi speeds, and I believe there's HD FaceTime, right? Better camera on the front end. You know, I think I've only used FaceTime like 2 times the past 7 months. Not a big user of FaceTime. There's also the new Lightning dock connector. So yeah, you got to get new attachment things. You have it hooked up to a clock radio or other cables. You know, so I've been thinking about selling my existing iPad 3, the new iPad, and going to the new iPad, the iPad 4. But I'm not sure there's a compelling reason to. You know, I'm reading the reviews. And it seems like, you know, it's like the whole thing about you can skip a few updates, right? You can get an Apple product and wait a little bit. Other than just wanting a new one. So, I don't know, right now, what, can you go about 2 product cycles before getting an update? Maybe that recycle, that refreshing period is going to take a little longer now because, you know, how many new features can they add? You know, they go from a 5-megapixel camera to a 10 to a 20 to a million megapixel camera. I don't know. Does it really make that much difference? I was using mine today, and it's like, you know, this is plenty fast. I don't really need to get a new one other than just vanity, right? It's pretty fast. Anyways, the iPad mini is coming out at $329, which is a lot more than the $199 for the Google or Amazon rivals. But hey, it's Apple. You're paying for the leading tablet brand. I think this is going to fly off the shelves. You know, I'm kind of going back and forth between, well, you know, I have a Nexus 7, and it's like, well, this is pretty good. And the iPad really doesn't offer a lot more technology-wise, right? Other than you get access to the iTunes and the Apple Store. I think $329, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if this is going to be the big Christmas gift this season. Could be, right? And it could be that the competition takes a hit, right? I think Google, Amazon, they still sell products, but not that many. I think a lot of folks are going to like the Apple ecosphere. We'll see. Meanwhile, shares of Facebook. You know, big news today. Facebook was up over 19%. You know, basically, they showed in their quarterly reports yesterday that they have an improvement in their mobile advertising business, and that was one of the big issues. How are they going to make sales on the mobile platforms, which more and more people are going to, right? Go to the iPads and Googles and Amazon tablets. You know, to be honest with you, I'm going to say I think Twitter's better. As far as social, you know, social back and forth. From my point of view, you know, I just don't go on Facebook that often. You know, maybe once a week at most. Again, you know, me uploading a picture of my dog once a week can't generate too many eyeballs or profits. But I'm on Twitter every day. I'm tweeting all the time. I'm reading Twitter as an instant news and opinion feed. So I think it's kind of the winner to me in the social media now. Of course, I guess it's not as personal, right, as far as having your whole life history and your family photo albums and stuff like that. But, you know, Twitter will probably get there. So we'll see how it evolves. You know, by the way, the stocks gained today means that Mark Zuckerberg's net worth went up by a cool $2 billion today. Pretty sweet, huh? But you know what's looming on the horizon for Facebook is the end of the lockout period. I think it ends Monday. I think there's over 225 million shares that will be able to be sold. So that's something to keep an eye on. It could be that that's a big number of people who, I think it's what, worth over $5 billion if you do the math at their current share price. Maybe more, I don't know. But, you know, we could see some shares start to go on sale. There could be some selling pressure. Let's talk about energy. Energy went down. Oil went down for 5 days in a row now. It's down below $86. Basically, why? They see a big rise in the U.S. crude supply. You know, again, they're blaming the economy, the U.S. economy, global economy. You know, I think it's a combination of the economy slowing down. It's the end of the summer driving season, right? So I think the refineries are done switching from the summer blend to the winter blend or something like that because, you know, it's getting cool. Like right now I'm sitting outside and it is kind of cool out. And it's getting dark early. I think people just drive less this time of year too. So combine that with the weaker economic news. And I think that, you know, that'll do it. So, let's talk a little bit my portfolio because I think I have a sense that things are going to change for me pretty soon. You know, I've been maintaining the same general theme over the summer, you know, with the sell in May disposition. But instead of being fully in cash, like I said, I've been in low beta stocks, utilities, and preferreds, and also in cash, a little bit in cash. Remaining, and my portfolio remains near their highs and it's cranking out dividends. Things have been doing pretty well. You know, I read an article today how people are now switching to these low beta stuff. So maybe it's time to get out, right? So I've also been using a shorter-term black box model. It's been kind of hit or miss, kind of like betting on sports, right? It's like sometimes you feel like a genius and sometimes you don't. So now that we're at the end of October and the market's falling, I'm kind of poring over the black box and charts and looking to find the spot where I want to increase my beta and put some cash to work. So I have a hunch I'm probably going to get long here pretty soon. As a matter of fact, if you look at the RSI 2, it's getting pretty low and looking pretty oversold. And, you know, sometimes that could be a good indicator that we're at least due for a bounce. And I'm wondering if the next bounce will carry us to the end of the year. We'll see. So companies in the news today, let's talk about Zynga. Zynga was down today over 3%, but then it was up over 15% in after-hours trading. You know, basically they said the board has authorized a $200 million share buyback. That's always seen as good news. I don't know if it is or not. And then they also have a deal with a website to offer real money gaming in the UK. So that's actually good news for them. So congratulations to Zynga. But they're also going to lay off about 5% of their workforce, 150 people. And, you know, we're seeing this during earnings season. We're seeing this over and over again where folks are being let go. And it's kind of sad to see. You know, for example, another one, Dow Chemical, they're eliminating 2,400 jobs to cope with what they view as a slowing economy, even though they did report better than expected third quarter earnings. So, but the theme continues to be, it looks like companies are cutting jobs and not hiring a lot of folks, right? So in the news today, we saw that Donald Trump said he would give $5 million to a charity of Obama's choice in exchange for the release of the college records and passport application. So it's a bunch of nonsense. I think, you know, Donald, it's a publicity stunt. That's what I always, whenever I see Donald Trump, that's what I think. Okay, this guy's got a show coming up or something because he wants people paying attention to him. It's kind of crazy. So in politics, it looks like President Obama is out there doing his Jeff Foxworthy routine. If you're this or that, you just may have Romnesia. Is he running for election or a late-night comedy show? I don't know. I think it's because he doesn't have a lot of plans, although he did put out his 20-page plan yesterday, which is probably the same as he had 4 years ago. Maybe he just dusted it off. I think the fact-checkers are killing him. Killing President Obama right now, but a lot of that doesn't seem to be making the news. You kind of have to dig for it, and a lot of it's partially true. You know how that goes, but instead we get Donald Trump, right? We get the clown who says that there's that other clown. What's the guy's name? The other Republican politician who says that babies resulting in rapes are a gift from God. Did you hear that one? I don't know how a woman could carry, bear, and raise a rapist child, to be honest with you. I know it's not the child's fault. God bless the woman if she could do it or give the child up for adoption, but I'm not going to judge a woman for that. I mean, heck no, that's asking too much. Just asking too much. I mean, that's horrible. So anyways, 2 weeks we'll know. I think the polls are showing that Romney will probably win, but it's close. It could go either way. So make sure you vote early and often. Well, hey, it's cool. It's calm. I got to take the puppy for a walk. It's, I guess that's the way it goes. Hey, you can always subscribe to this in iTunes or your favorite RSS reader, audioboo.fm/muckdog, also in the right sidebar at themoneygoround.com. You could figure it out, right? Hey, I hope you're having a great one.